Hi, this is Margot. This is Friday, September 8th, 2017, and I'm going to do two podcasts today. This is the first one. They're both blog posts from Richard Souter. The first one I'm going to do is from August the 26th, 2017. So it's been a little while since Richard put this one up, but I actually did go over it in the one episode of Campfire Chats with Margot that I did it, and me and my audience in the chat room discussed it. But if you haven't watched that or listened to that show, then you won't get this information, and a lot of people just want the Richard Souter stuff separately. So, this is from Saturday, August 26, 2017, and in case anybody doesn't know who Richard Souter is, he's a PhD. He was born in the United States. He's now living in Ecuador, and his initial focus was on research into underground bases, underwater bases, government mind control, the deep state, things like that. But he does a blog. It's at eventhorizonchronicle.blogspot.com, and he posts periodically, and his view is a world view, and you're not going to get this anywhere else. So this is the post from Saturday, August 26, 2017 by Richard Souter. Red, white, and blue musterfluck. Well, you can see it all starting to come into focus. The artificially created social divisions and societal chaos in many countries simultaneously. The ongoing coordinated takedown of the USA brick-and-mortar economy and that of most of the rest of the world. The accelerating global biological extinction event. The steady drumbeat for conflict and war against North Korea, Iran, Venezuela, China, Russia, Afghanistan, and on and on. The artificial political crisis that they produced in the USA and in many other countries. The ever-present threat of massive natural disasters, such as the huge flooding event now getting underway in Texas due to the days of heavy rainfall that Hurricane/Tropical Storm/Tropical Depression Harvey will unleash over the next week and possibly even longer. And I will interject here, of course, he wrote this right as Harvey was getting ready to hit landfall in Texas, and we see what happened there. And now we're on the heels of Harvey is Hurricane Irma and Jose in the Caribbean coming through, and Irma is quickly approaching the Florida coastline, and they're calling for evacuation. And I'm sure that everybody's been watching that. That's the big news. Like I said, things are ramping up and the dominoes are all set. And once one falls, it just sets everything in motion. So I will continue. The increasingly deadlier radioactive contamination of the biosphere due to Fukushima, Chernobyl, decades of nuclear weapons testing, depleted uranium weapons, battlefield use, nuclear power plants, nuclear waste dumps, and nuclear storage sites, etc. The declining sustainability of modern urban areas as teeming cities become more crime-ridden, unemployment rises, living standards decline, and environmental contamination builds up. rapidly increasing failure of natural ecosystems as great forests are cut down and seas are polluted and choked with waste of every description. Decline of basic reasoning, analytical and practical life and social skills as vast hordes of people the world over increasingly turn to their personal digital devices for, well, everything, in lieu of thinking for themselves, interacting with actual live human beings, or engaging in tangible real-world activities. The net result is a less human world and living environment as the human race willingly embraces the artificial, transhumanist, slippery slope down which it is now plunging headlong. The burgeoning use of practice of gene editing, microchipping, genetic modification, transsexual alteration, pharmaceutical substance abuse, and misuse of every variety, social and behavior engineering and modification, and more. You get the idea. We are all awash in the insanity and, frankly, demonic grotesqueness of these things. It is becoming more and more difficult to be a normal human being. And that is the intention, my friends, to deride, diminish, and destroy the normal, natural human and replace him or her with monstrosities, with freaks, to marginalize, criminalize, or even make impossible life as a normal human being. This is a multi-front assault against sane, normal, healthy humanity by wicked, evil, demonically dark forces. We must see it for what it is. Back to the Deagle.com numbers again. I know I've mentioned the Deagle.com website before in previous blog posts, but given Deagle's evident ties to the global military-industrial and alphabet soup agency complex, the near-future population levels as presented on their website for all of the world's countries are of special interest. Notably, many of the world's countries are predicted to suffer massive depopulation by 2025, which means that the precipitous population loss could conceivably even happen later this year, or next year, or in 2019. That is what an objective reading of the Deagle numbers suggests. According to Deagle, by 2025, the USA will lose 83% of its population, down from 324 million people to just 54 million. Only massive economic collapse, nuclear war, catastrophic failure of the national power grid, apocalyptic natural disasters, runaway infectious plague, and similar events can cause such a massive loss of life in such a short period of time. In brief, Deagle.com sees huge civilization and life-ending events just ahead for the USA. But not only for the USA. Many countries in Europe, the Middle East, and East Asia will also face dramatic loss of life in the next several years, according to Deagle.com. France, Israel, Turkey, the Ukraine, Germany, Spain, Switzerland, the United Kingdom, Canada, Australia, Japan, Portugal, Ireland, Italy, and others will lose many millions of people in the coming years, according to Deagle.com. These aren't my numbers, but I'm paying careful attention to them because of Deagle.com's obvious ties to global forces and agencies in the know. Notice that North Korea is listed in the 2016 roster of countries at number 99, but in the 2025 listing, North Korea is conspicuously absent. It is entirely gone from the list. North Korea is not the only one. In 2016, Deagle.com lists 209 countries. The roster of countries is reduced to just 183 on the 2025 list. North Korea is one of the missing countries, as are Gibraltar, San Marino, Bermuda, Jersey, Guernsey, Isle of Man, American Samoa, and some others. One possible interpretation of these country population numbers is that Deagle.com has caught wind of a major planned upcoming war in which North Korea will be completely wiped out, as will more than 80% of the USA, a very big chunk of Europe, most of Israel, and some other parts of the Middle East, including serious damage to Western Pacific nations such as Australia and various small banking centers, as well as small Anglo-American power centers such as Gibraltar and Bermuda. Deagle.com foresees that Russia and China will emerge virtually unscathed from whatever is projected to occur, as will most of Africa and Latin America, with the exception of Puerto Rico, which will be hammered very hard. Look at their numbers and make of them what you will, but I believe that a scenario like that is very likely what they are contemplating. And truthfully, look at the world headlines soberly and see the direction that global events are trending. It appears that Deagle.com have, and they have, reached a stark conclusion. The days of global hegemony of the USA and its vassal states are numbered. It is all about to come to an abrupt, lethal, mass mortality halt. Or so the people at Deagle.com think. We shall see, one way or the other, in the relatively near term. But one thing is abundantly clear. Things cannot continue on much longer as they are without major global change, for better or for worse. Massive change lies just ahead. It is absolutely baked in the cake at this point. Major global events are in motion, and they will certainly run their course, of that you can be sure. And that's the end of that blog post. And I did my own research on Deagle.com, and they get their information from databases, from military databases, from NSA, CIA, from economic databases, some World Banks and things like that. So I think it's a compilation of data, and they probably run algorithms to see, depending on if a certain type of cataclysm would happen, how many people would die in what country and things like that. And so depending on the information of where we're at right now, they probably just input all the data, like, the temperatures around the world and the cataclysms and the economic information, and then they just run the possibilities, and then they get their numbers. And I'm thinking that this is the dark side telling us what they're going to do. just like they use science fiction movies to tell us what they're going to do. And then that way, when it comes time for people to make a choice, they've already been informed. And then the bad guys can say, well, we told you it was going to happen. It's right in front of you. And so that's how it works. So I'm going to wrap up this broadcast and do the next one. Again, Richard's website is eventhorizonchronicle.blogspot.com. Deagle.com is D as in dog, EA, G as in God, EL.com. Deagle.com, if you want to look that up yourself. And Richard does depend on donations, so if you like his blog posts and you find them interesting and helpful and informative, please email him. His email and contact information is on the front of every blog post, and you can be in touch with him and figure out how to get funds to him in Ecuador. But I will say this, that if the United States goes down, a lot of other countries are going to go down too. And if we have an economic collapse in the United States, it will be worldwide because we're so interconnected. So that's this blog post. My name is Margot. I'm a hypnotist, holistic life coach, and empathic spiritual healer. And my website is margoshealingcorner.com. Stay tuned. Time is short. Things are changing really fast, and the dominoes are starting to fall. And if you haven't gotten right with God and Jesus yet, now's the time. The spiritual ark door is about to close. Take care, be safe, and God bless. Until next time, go in peace. Goodbye.